boozy or fun.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Pretoria will peak tomorrow at 27, Emalahleni 26, Mahikeng 29, Tzaneen 26 degrees. Gauteng Police Commissioner Tommy Ntombeni says the latest drug bust that was made in Johannesburg is a result of hard work done by the province's crime intelligence unit. Police discovered drugs worth 80 million rand at a house in Douglasdale today. Two people have since been arrested.
When you see the drugs on the face value, you can see it's a mandrax tablets, which one can clearly indicate that the machine which they use to produce is a high quality machine which produces a high number of tablets per second, not per minute, per second. That's why you indicate that 80 million value.
The SAPS Tswane Training Academy has meanwhile resumed its services, and SAPS trainees were back in class today. More than 2,500 police trainees were evacuated yesterday following a gas pipeline explosion at an adjacent business site. Here's police spokesperson Atlatina Mate.
The SAPS appreciates the prompt response by the Tswane Fire Department and Emergency Services Unit in extinguishing the fire from an adjacent building near the Tswane Training Academy yesterday. All staff and personnel that are working at the academy are also back at work.
A Hartbeespoort businessman whose restaurant was gutted in a fire claims he's the victim of long-standing racial tensions in the northwest tourist town. Police confirm they're investigating a case of arson after Bubble Champagne Garden was attacked on Monday evening. The alleged racial tensions were raised by the owner last year, as Masachaba Sefularo reports.
Tabiso Matibedi says he lost an estimated 2 million rand after a fire ripped through his establishment. Matibedi, whose leisure spot is located along the Hartis Dam, claims he recorded incidents of trespassing just weeks before the fire.
Then they came back a week ago. Again, they were reprimanded.
He says he's always been met with resistance by residents who have organized and appear to be pushing back against black-owned businesses.
There is a clear agenda even now. This is the second damage that I've suffered as a result.
He believes negative publicity and persistent complaints about black-owned businesses make them easy targets. No arrests have been made yet. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacka and FM News.
Umkhonto West's where national organizer Floyd Shivambu has hit back at EFF leader Julius Malema's comments that he betrayed him by leaving the Red Berets. Shivambu resigned from the EFF a week ago.
Some people will say, you are betraying me. Where does that enter? And you don't even once suggest that I'm betraying the revolution. I will never betray the revolution. Because we're not in the business of trying to please each other's egos here.
For more, go to jackaroundfm.com and click on news. And heat deaths in Europe could triple by the end of the century. This is according to a study published in the Lancet Public Health. Today, heat-related deaths in Europe stand at 44,000. That's it from the news desk for today. I'm Chanel September. From me and the team, good night.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
This is not our time. It's time to say goodbye. Until we meet again. 'Cause this is not the end. It will come a day. We will find a way. Violins playing and the angels crying. When the